top five in 1982, a song that People Magazine at the time described this way, quote, the hottest pop culture turn-on since Olivia Newton-John suggested she wanted to get physical. What song are we talking about?
Sexual Healing?
It is Sexual Healing.
Ooh.
By Marvin Gaye. He had moved to Belgium to avoid consequences from tax evasion. And while there, he became enamored with the red light district in Amsterdam, Holland, and utilized the services of the ladies of the night. And I guess that's what brought about.
Let's make love tonight.
No, back to you.
Sexual Healing on the Talk of the Town.
Last time on the Talk of the Town with Dave, Jay, and Beth.
Okay. And Dave, let's ask, when do you generally shop for my Christmas present?
I already got it.
See? There we go. Yeah, I was hoping you'd go there, Dave.
Christmas Eve day, he's like, I gotta run out. And see? Jerry says, what does Dave get you from the local Citgo station on the last day?
Dave, Jay, and Beth.
Whatever's on sale. Mike Gallimi, the Common Council President, joined us this morning on the heels of the decision last night to vote down the asphalt plant for North Utica. And Mike has to run, but I wanted to get one more comment that he made off the air. It was about the dynamics of this show.
You like when I pick on Dave or something like that?
No, it's enjoyable. And I just wanted to say that when a husband and wife get involved in something like this, it either works or it doesn't. And I'm glad to see it clicking because it's fun. It's a fun show.
It's only because of Jay.
Right. You got to have the third wheel.
It's Jackson Soggs, and you're listening to my mom and my stepdad on WUTQ, the Talk of the Town. So, yeah, show some respect.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to give a warning to new listeners. You guys are highly addictive. I'm not kidding. The other day, I was so glued to the radio, I couldn't, you know, last weekend, Friday, I couldn't get into the shower. I was like, bittersweet when you guys go up
here. Wow. So you smelled bad all day just because of us.
Question of the day. What sport would you take out of the Olympics? Golf, ping pong, or the race walk?
Yeah, I find that walk to be odd. Why run backward, for instance, around a track? You don't run backward around a track. You run as fast as you can to get to the finish line. You don't have a one-foot hop race.
I know that this is probably challenging for some guys to understand, but sometimes getting done as fast as you possibly can is not the object.
Yeah, but there aren't judges involved in what you're referring to either.
Oh, I'm judging. I'm making myself blush.
Retired U.S. Army Staff Sergeant and author Travis Mills joining us right now. Travis, how are you?
Good morning. The book covers my story. So I was in Afghanistan in 2012 on my third deployment. I happened to have a bad day at work, case of the old Mondays, if you will, where I set my bag on a bomb and it took both arms and both legs, so I'm a quadruple amputee.
Wow.
I was a super-duper paratrooper, and I used to jump out of airplanes all the time. And my next thing, I want to go cage diving with great white sharks.
Oh,
did you just see the video of the great white shark jumping into the cage?
With what this guy's beaten, he doesn't care, yeah. Beth. Bring on the sharks, right?
Well, I mean, they can't bite my arms and legs off.
Last time on the Talk of the Town with Dave, Jay, and Beth.
We eat a pound or two of bugs a year.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those bugs are in processed and packaged food, not fresh from the farm produce. The FDA has surprisingly specific guidelines about how many bug parts can be in certain foods. Your 8-ounce glass of orange juice, for example, can legally contain 5 fruit flies. There could be 50 aphids, mites, or thrips, plus some caterpillar larvae.
I love thrips.
Thrips are tiny winged parasites that are up to an eighth of an inch long, hang out in apple butter and frozen asparagus, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. Sometimes they hang out in this thrip mall.
Dave, Jay, and Beth, the Talk of the Town team.
A thrip club.
They do a thrip tease?
A thrip tease.
Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 on 100.7 FM, WUTQ.